Denk Pharma. Quality for your health. Made in Germany.
Welcome to the latest podcast from Denk Pharma. Today we'll be talking about a particularly interesting and important topic, healthy nutrition. Nutrition isn't only about mere energy intake. It also provides us with all the nutrients we need for our body to function properly and remain healthy. But how do you really know if you are healthy and eating the right things? Denk Pharma regularly offers the perfect opportunity for people to find out more about maintaining a healthy lifestyle. The checkup day. There you can have your blood sugar and cholesterol levels measured to help prevent diabetes and cardiovascular diseases. Since diet can also have an influence on these clinical pictures, information about nutrition is also existent. We have interviewed one family who has participated in a checkup day and who has been enthusiastic about good nutrition ever since. Mr. Wilson is 30 and works in the construction industry. His wife is 28 and is 6 months pregnant. The couple already has a 3-year-old son, Daniel. Mr. Wilson's mother is 58 and attended as well. Welcome, Wilson family. Mr. Wilson, this first question is for you. Why did you attend the checkup day?
It's quite simple. My father had diabetes and my mother is not in very good health. So we thought it would be a good idea for our whole family to take part in the checkup day. We also wanted to learn more about good nutrition and how to help prevent conditions such as diabetes, high blood pressure, and cardiovascular diseases.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I'm 6 months pregnant and Daniel is now 3, so we just don't want to miss anything and would like to make the right choices when it comes to eating healthy.
Thank you, Wilson family. This is an important topic. Dr. Paul, doctor and specialist from Denk Pharma, often attends the on-site health days and carries out blood sugar and cholesterol tests while providing advice about proper nutrition for a healthy life at the same time. Dr. Paul, thank you for your support. Could you explain to us what really counts when it comes to good nutrition?
First of all, I would like to point out that each body is unique and has different nutritional requirements. This means that these are only general recommendations for healthy nutrition. However, I do have a few tips that should help you to eat more healthily so that you also feel fit and healthy.
Interesting. So that means that what is healthy for me isn't automatically healthy for everyone? What are the basics that everyone can use as a guide?
Our nutrition is made up of macronutrients and micronutrients. Macronutrients include things like carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. We'll talk about this in more detail on the podcast today. In the first instance, these macronutrients serve to provide energy. A well-balanced diet should derive half of its energy from carbohydrates, 30-35% from fats, and 15-20% from proteins.
That all sounds pretty straightforward. So, does that mean I'm getting optimal nutrition if I maintain the right nutrient levels?
Unfortunately, it's not quite that simple. It doesn't just depend on the volume of macronutrients, but also the quality. If we first take a closer look at carbohydrates, not all carbohydrates are equal. Some have a positive influence on health, while others have somewhat negative influence. Let us take a look at commonly used household sugar. It belongs to the short-chained carbohydrates, which cause blood sugar levels to rise more quickly than long-chained carbohydrates. In the long term, high sugar consumption can contribute to the development of diabetes. Processed foods and drinks, such as soft drinks and sweets, contain particularly high amounts of short-chain sugar. Therefore, these products should only be consumed in moderation.
Oh, I have to say, I do love my sweets. I really should cut down on them. What should I be eating instead?
You should choose complex, long-chained carbohydrates. These are generally foods rich in starch and fiber, such as pulses, whole grains, and vegetables. As a rule, they are healthier and keep you feeling full for longer.
I understand. So we therefore need to ensure that we eat less sweets and high-sugared drinks and replace these items with more pulses, whole grains, and vegetables. And what about fats? Does eating fat always make us fat?
Oh, not at all. The body needs fat to supply and store energy. Fats are also important for the absorption of fat-soluble vitamins, for growth, and the development of the body, and, well, it tastes good too. Here too, not all fats are equal. Fats are made up of saturated and unsaturated fatty acids. Saturated fatty acids are primarily found in animal products such as butter or meat, while unsaturated fatty acids are found in fish, olive oil, nuts, and avocados, for example. It is important to note that unsaturated fatty acids generally have a more positive effect on health. For example, they have anti-inflammatory properties and can have a positive effect on cholesterol levels. As such, they can reduce the risk of cardiovascular diseases.
I see. In that case, I will try to eat more fats from fish and plant-based foods. And what about proteins?
Proteins are notably used as building materials for our bodies and are important as components of enzymes and hormones. They also satisfy our hunger and keep us feeling fuller for longer. They shouldn't, however, make up more than 20% of our energy intake. You should also be aware that there are animal and plant-based proteins. It has been suggested that consuming too much animal protein can contribute to the development of kidney stones and cardiovascular diseases. That is why plant-based proteins in particular, for example pulses, linseed and nuts, should be on the menu. There's a lot to know about macronutrients.
Allow me to summarize. Macronutrients are carbohydrates, fats and proteins, and it is important to ensure that the quality and ratio is good. It is extremely interesting to learn that nutrition has such a big influence on health. Well, we have learned a lot again today. Thank you for this interesting introduction to macronutrients, Dr. Paul, and you, Mr. Wilson. But there is still more to come on the topic of good nutrition. It isn't just carbohydrates, fats, and proteins that need to be considered. Micronutrients play an equally important role. Discover exactly what this means and how you can adopt healthy eating habits in the second episode on healthy nutrition. Join us again next time for the latest installment of our podcast.
Denk Pharma. Quality for your health. Made in Germany.